Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
As we come to yet another year of celebration and praise, we thank you for this time that we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you as Lord God and King. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought us here to hear a word for such a time as this. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in Christ, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, as well as those that are watching by internet as we stream live. We're so grateful for your presence this morning as well. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter and verse 17. The Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter and verse 17. And we have found it, say amen. Amen. And hopefully we'll get it on a screen where we find these words which are recorded. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon, of 14 generations, and from the carrying away unto Babylon unto Christ of 14 generations. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use a topic from that particular text verse. Missed a worldly generation who didn't understand. Missed a worldly generation who didn't understand. It's been said, Daryl, that three strikes and you're out. You missed it. Pastor sometimes tell a joke and I say, you missed it. How many times have you missed something? Maybe it was a job interview, or maybe it was an important meeting, or some direction in a city unknown. But whatever you miss, it was personally important to you at that particular time. Because what was ultimately missed gave instruction, or it gave direction concerning someone or concerning something. It has been said, Cynthia, that the Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. And when we think about that statement, we can find how God gave the world his instruction according to the way we are to live and how we are to approach him. You can't approach God just any kind of way. Even the high priest had to get themselves ready before they entered into the holy place. So God has given mankind a set of biblical direction. But there are times, my brothers and sisters, when we miss those directions as well as those instructions. The word missed is defined as a failure to notice, or a failure to hear, or a failure to understand. What was it that the world failed to notice? Or what was it that the world failed to understand about the coming of the Messiah? In the Gospel of Matthew, the historical record in verse 1 states what is called the genealogy of Christ. The son of David, the son of Abraham. And then in verse 17, it states, so all the generation from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. This was a total of 42 generations. Now, there are many who still question who Jesus is. And Matthew gave Jesus' lineage through his legal father, Joseph, according to verse 16. And this genealogy traced Jesus right to the throne of David, which must come through Solomon and Solomon's descendant. This genealogy went down to Mary, where it recorded in the genealogy where an important change occurred. The genealogy consistently repeated the father of until it came to Mary. And at that point, Matthew changed and said, of whom was born Christ. That indicated, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus was the physical child of Mary, but that Joseph was not his physical father. Matthew's genealogy answered the important question any Jewish person would rightfully ask. Any Jewish person would rightfully ask about anyone who claimed to be king of the Jews. Their lineage, their history, let them know that how Christ the Messiah would be born. And yet when we think of it, they don't just accept anyone who claimed to be a descendant. They must have roots, deeply rooted. And Matthew answered that question in the affirmative as he said, he, Jesus, is a descendant of David, through the rightful line of what is called succession. But there are many today, my brothers and sisters, who still question who Jesus is. They acknowledge him, but they do not acknowledge him as the Messiah King. My brothers and sisters, although the world knew about the coming Messiah, the world failed to notice, or the world failed to understand what God was preparing to do through the 42 generations. And there are times within our life when we fail to understand the assignment that God has given each and every one of us. You are not here by accident. You are here by God's divine providence. God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed everything that each and every one of us do. He knew everything that we were capable of doing. He know the contents of our mind. He know whether we can articulate. He know how smart we are or how slow we may be. But whatever we are, God says, I've already equipped you to do everything that I sanctioned and declared for you to be. You do not have to be a scholar to understand God's word. Because my grandma and my grandpa couldn't hardly read, but they knew God's word. And we have the complexities of all the computerized society today and all of the technology, and we have it right at our fingertip, and we can access all the information, expository teaching of God's word, seminary training so that we can learn more about the Lord. And we still ask, who is this man called Yahshua? Or Jesus? Who is this man? Last week we talked about John the Baptist, who was a forerunner for Jesus. We also share that at his birth, he was born to prepare the way for the Lord. God had a purpose and a plan for everything that he does. Nothing escapes God. When we think that we're sliding in the areas and dipping in other areas and think nobody knows what we're doing, God says, I know what you're going to do before you do it. So there's nothing that escapes the Lord, so we might as well walk hand in hand with him, because he knows my stuff as well as yours. My brothers and sisters, John was called by God. And John's ministry was great. But as great as John's ministry was, John asked Jesus a question nearing the end of his life. He asked, are you the one, or can we expect another? My brothers and sisters, how perplexed can that be? Cousins, Elizabeth's son, John, and Mary, soon son, Jesus, that would be born. And at the end of John's life, John the Baptist, not John the Gospel, but John the Baptizer, he asked his cousin, Jesus, are you the one, or can we expect another? I'm reminded, as scripture says, that when Mary and Elizabeth came together, her baby leaped inside of her. Holy. When we think about what God does, God has a pathway. John was the one who made the pathway. And each and every one of us have a pathway that we have in life, which would lead us directly into the presence of the Lord. There's a world out there that does not know about the Lord, but the Lord has given all of us a pathway to share his word for such a time as this. And if there has ever been a time that God's word needs to be shared, it is right now. It is right now. The triple pandemic says we need to be sharing it right now, because there are many who are not with us that desire to be here because of a pandemic. My brothers and sisters, God has the answers. And sometimes we have the answer to the question that John asked the Lord, are you the one, or can we expect another? Standing right before his faith was the Messiah King. My brothers and sisters, we look at the historical data. When we think about the historical data, there were some who missed it and didn't understand. Even in the 21st century, when all of these things are happening, there are still some people who don't understand. Bruce, there are still some denominations that still don't get it. I'm not going to call them. But they will not accept Jesus as the Son of God. They know Jesus as a good man. They know him as a good preacher. They know him as a teacher, but they don't know him as Lord and Savior. That's tragic. That's tragic. How can the historical data verify the authenticity of the scripture and they not accept it? Not accept the word. The question we propose is, do they believe now the word? For God's word is infallible. There is no error in his word. His inherent word goes from generation to generation. There is no error in God's word. He said, before my word fail, heaven and earth will pass away. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about three things, and I'll let you go home. I want to talk about three who miss what God was doing.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry.